Duffy says protesters are not only showing up at his appearances in the 7th Congressional District, but they're going the extra mile following him in his car.
This is a whole new level of politics. We're being followed by a group of four of these radicals from San Francisco. And so that's, I mean, you look at that and you can't even do your job.
The group is a California-based super PAC, Credo, which is spearheading an effort they call Take Down the Tea Party 10. Credo President Becky Bond says they open an office in Wausau and have dozens of local volunteers who track Duffy.
If you have to call a group of people that believe women should have access to birth control and have access to health care, if you call us a left-wing radical group, then we'll happily cop to that.
Duffy's Democratic challenger, former state senator Pat Kreitlow, says it's ironic that Duffy is bugged by a super PAC. He says they exist because of the lack of campaign finance reform.
If Congressman Duffy were very serious about wanting to fix the influence of these big money PACs, he'd be much more proactive rather than simply complaining when somebody apparently takes a picture of him.
Kreitlow says this is American gotcha politics in action, but Duffy says he'll deal with it.
I'm going to continue to work my heart out, no matter how many outside groups come in and try to record and tape and track and put pressure on me.
All three say this congressional race will be watched closely, not just by Credo, but by both political parties. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.